This is Emotion Art. You're about to dive into a conversation that Mary and I had with our 13-year-old Boston, who is basically a whirlwind of energy and ideas and sarcasm. He's got a sharp wit. But first, I want to say something about a breakfast spot that's become our go-to because it's a place that we find those family moments that ground us. Like on those days when, you know, like trying to keep up with a teen's endless sarcasm. I mean questions. Or just needing a break from the chaos. Yeah, that's when a really good meal, something simple and real, something that reminds you of the warmth in everyday connections, just hits different. So the Dizzy Hen in Philomath, Oregon gets that. They're all about that, what do they call it, farm-to-table vibe. They source completely local for their breakfasts and dinners that feel thoughtful and caring. That's the feeling I get when I'm in there. They scratch make everything. English muffins that could convert anyone. Lots of vegan options, huge portions, fresh pesto. Dinners with creative twists like handmade pasta, carrot salad. It's kind of like comfort food decided to level up, but without the ego. Feels like eating at home if you grew up on the farm with people who really know flavor. Their whole thing is fine workmanship, hot coffee, and the pastries are incredible, always fresh. The Dizzy Hen is a sunny, homespun spot that wraps you up in community warmth, like sharing stories over eggs with folks who want to hear you. Kind of reminds me of raising Boston. Nurturing, a bit unpredictable, always leaving you fuller in the best way. Check out their reviews. They say it all. One of the best dining experiences in Oregon. Every person has smiles on their faces. In a world that's spinning way too fast, the Dizzy Hen is like a steady hand on your shoulder saying, hey, we got this, one meal at a time. If you're anywhere nearby, do yourself a favor, swing by the Dizzy Hen, 1247 Main Street in Philomath. They're open Wednesday through Sunday for breakfast till 1, and they're open for dinners Thursday through Saturday evenings. And tell them Emotion Art sent you. Let's keep building the local ties that make this life so much richer. Everyone here at the Forge really appreciates the Dizzy Hen. So good. And now we get to sit back and just enjoy a purposeless romp with a joyful and very witty 13-year-old. Boston. Enjoy.
Welcome to Emotion Art.
Emotion Art. Where we sit down and make art
with our emotions.
Emotion art.
Creative energy moving outward in conscious expression of feeling.
Emotion art.
Emotion because we are literally made of emotion. Art because everything we do wants to be art. Emotion art feels.
Emotion art.
It's all beautiful.
Emotion art.
A space for emotional art. Creative energy moving outward in conscious expression.
Emotion art.
An emotion art gallery.
This is emotion art.
Yeah, welcome.
I sound like a little boy.
You sound fantastic.
I can't do it right now. My voice is dead.
Why?
Because you just woke up.
No, yeah, kind of. And also because, like, the last night, I became not to well-being much.
So, are you saying you got sick?
Yes, I think.
That makes me think of that time.
Where my throat hurts. I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember?
My cow. Sophia.
I like your new SoundClouds, and we did need 6. You were right, and I was wrong. That's the last time I listened to me, and the last time I don't listen to you.
I highly doubt that that's true. I think that's the first of many times that you don't listen to me.
Wow.
I think it's also not the first.
That I didn't listen to you?
Yeah. I think that's, generally speaking, probably what will happen.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know why?
No, I'm
stubborn. I used to think that the phrase "I highly doubt" was "I hardly doubt," which makes the phrase mean something entirely different.
Who did you meet first?
Bonnie and Angela.
Maybe. When did you meet them first?
I met them at Melissa's house, like right after Thanksgiving in 2022,
Was it at Melissa's birthday party?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, you
Stevie,
met them.
Stevie met you guys then. I hadn't met you guys yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I was actually in Indiana for that birthday party and I was so bummed. Because, it sounded really fun, but...
You've had so much fun since then, though.
I know, yeah.
Because you met me.
Boston.
Boston does bring fun into the situation, whatever the situation is.
100%.
And you bring me to this house.
Awkward. Well, that probably did drive you to this house, yeah.
Couple times. Mom did it more.
Probably.
The van. It holds more.
Living in a van down by the river.
Living in a van down by the river. I love a Chris Farley bit, dude. So glad you're here. Don't look at me like that. He's the original.
I don't know who Chris Farley is.
Well, we have homework after this episode.
I'm not doing homework on the weekends.
It's
a fun kind of homework.
Yeah, it's watching shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Watching Chris Farley act.
Yeah.
On Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
bet. I'll ace it. I'll ace every single question.
If you could be anything other than a human and you could be an animal, what would you be? 1, 2, 3, go.
Clat.
Wow.
Whoa. What? Clat? Clarinet? Clarinet?
Yeah, I'd be a clarinet, Dad.
What did you say?
Mary said animal, not musical animal.
I know. And I couldn't quite tell what came out of your mouth when you spoke.
I don't know what I was trying to say, but okay.
Lizard cat. Clat.
Clat. Okay. Okay.
It's like a hybrid, you know?
Okay.
It likes to lay out in the sun, and it looks like a cat, but it's got lizard skin. Gross. I love it.
Why'd you nasty that up?
I don't know.
If it was a lizard with fur that lived in the lettuce field.
Okay, so Boss and I came up with this idea as we were walking down to the studio. I was like, dude, what if we were walking in a field full of lettuce right now? And then Boston said...
And I said... If we need to eat, we'll just fall down and eat it.
And then I said, if you lay there and you eat that lettuce for 2 weeks straight, then you turn into a rabbit. And then Boston said,
but if you get eaten by a wolf, then you poop down as lettuce.
And boom, we came full circle.
And then, yeah.
I feel like there's a step missing in there somewhere.
Nope, there's no step missing.
It's
no.
All the steps.
Complete. Okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for that. And the clat
the clat doesn't get it coming to play.
I'm just saying it doesn't feel like something I'd want to really pet, so.
I want to pet it. Don't knock until you try it.
A lizard with fur? Who would not want to pet that?
Don't knock until you try it, Mary.
No, I want to pet that.
Oh, you said who wouldn't want to pet that?
Yeah.
All right, the truth is, like, I'm literally touching everything as I walk through a grocery store, so I probably would touch it.
Yeah, Dad, what would you do if you just saw it on the shelf in a grocery store? Would you just, like, walk by it and not touch it?
On the shelf?
It's, like, has a price tag on it.
Like a living clat?
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely touch it.
Mm-hmm. I would buy it.
Just for the novelty of it?
Nope. Because I want to pet it. You need to put it in, like, a lizard environment, like, where it has, like, red light and stuff. And there's like in a tiny glass cage.
Just put it out in the yard, dog.
In the lettuce field. With all the human rabbits.
Yes.
That get eaten by wolves.
Piles of poop, I think.
Oh my God.
I mean, piles of lettuce somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My brain is going crazy right now. The visuals.
Wait, what if the clat eats the rabbits and he becomes the wolf?
Oh my gosh.
And then it poops out the lettuce.
And the lettuce becomes a rock for more clats to lay on in the sun.
Yep. That's not going to be the end of that.
No, dude. That's just the beginning, actually.
What's your name?
Which one?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But that is my question.
Okay, fine. My birth name?
No, the name you identify with. Because a name is a label. It's like a symbol. Which symbol feels most like you?
So like if someone called it out in a grocery store, what am I most likely to
Probably, what do people call you at school?
Oh, Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh.
Do they really?
Massachusetts Cup Park.
Mm. That's hilarious.
Because my full name is Boston Stanley Avery.
Oh my gosh. Kids are geniuses.
One of my friends was trying to figure out my middle name for a while. I don't know why. But then Bob told them at the play.
Okay.
Chicken Nugget. So then,
Bob being Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being it's Bob. Hard not to call him Bob because like I'm called Bob and he's called Bob.
Oh.
I'm thinking about
boy
calling him Bob.
Because like he's like
he said mega he popular.
I like, think he would actually really like it.
Yeah.
If you called him Bob.
Yeah. I call him Bob sometimes.
I think I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Got to give the popular kids what they want, you know?
Yeah. You should also give him money so he can give it to people.
Massachusetts Cup Park. That is so brilliant to me. Also, I didn't know your middle name was Stanley. And that makes my whole day. So you're we're welcome. Both.
What's your middle
your
name?
Your dad. He's half your dad. I'm your full dad.
What's your middle name?
Louise.
Louisiana?
Yes.
Like Louise from like Bob Burgers?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Do you have rabbit ears?
I love that show so much.
Please tell me you have pink rabbit ears.
No, but I need them now.
Yeah, you do. I think Bonnie might have a pair.
Take the rabbit ears. Off the rabbits in the lettuce field.
Why me?
Yeah, why you, Dad? Why you? That's a question we all ask ourselves.
I thought we were having Boston as a guest, but really we're having you as a guest.
Yeah, Dad, we're running the show. You're just like the guest here. Even though you've been doing this more than me, I'm already pro at this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys taken your meds today?
What meds?
No.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
Boston ate second breakfast.
I need more breakfast. I need third breakfast.
Oh, okay.
But not yet, don't worry.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, I know we can. Well, we'll just call someone down to bring it down here.
Well.
Tell I'm not the crying. Rabbits to bring it down here.
I'm laughing.
I know you're not crying.
But is this water coming out of my eyes?
What's your hobby, Dad? What's your favorite thing to do?
I'm asking the questions around here.
Not for long. Oh, my God. Answer.
Okay. I guess I'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably recording conversations.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun.
My friend.
It's a lot of fun.
Is that like funny
is
running?
Is this like a turn?
Funny running.
Is this like a turn-based conversation? Can I ask you a question now?
Fine. Okay. I guess so.
I'm just going to ask a really easy one.
Never said I'll answer. Okay, I'll answer.
Can we just find out when we get there?
Maybe.
Who are
you? I never
you?
Said I'll answer truthfully.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to have to edit out all of this. My laughing. I know. I can't. Why
do you think that you're
turning
here, Mary?
Into a river.
Why do you think you're here?
Okay.
Stop taking your laughing away from the mic. That's all I have to say.
Who am I?
Who is Boston Stanley Avery?
Massachusetts Cup Park.
Yes.
You mean?
How do you feel about being called that?
Well, it's not annoying because, like, you know, built different.
And
you are built different.
People probably
dude.
Don't say it meanly.
No. People aren't mean to me. I'm mean to them.
Yeah. You are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Especially to anyone you see as a father figure.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like,
the worst.
Except for Mary. I see Mary as a father figure.
Well,
a
complete father
God,
figure. But for us partials,
so
for us halves.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, like you and not Mary.
Correct.
Wait, man. Boston. One second. Hold. One second. I need a question asked for you.
Okay.
Wait, you haven't answered the who are you? Who's Boston?
I already did. Telepathically. You should have heard me.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
I forgot to practice.
Too good.
I didn't know I was supposed to practice telepathy for this conversation.
Wait, how do you pronounce that? Is it telepathy or telepathy?
Well, I pronounce
Either
it
way.
Telepathy.
If you're British, you say telepathy.
Because I listen to...
Which you
to,
are, so... Yeah. Telepathy. Yeah.
I listened to a podcast called The Telepathy Tapes. It literally has telepathy in the name, and she calls it telepathy.
Is she British?
She's not British.
No, she's like...
Okay. Makes sense then.
American.
Yeah, I heard her accent. She sounds Eagle? Just like this.
No. Nope.
She actually says telepathy.
No. Boy, that's a different person.
Is that Mary?
Sometimes when I'm drunk enough. What?
What?
She has a very smooth, even sort of accent-free delivery of a reporter.
Okay, that's interesting.
You heard something different.
A little boring, but sorry, just kidding.
Mary.
What? But we don't judge, Mary. But we don't judge.
Yeah, we don't judge, Dad.
I all I know is I was on the edge of my seat.
Judging people is mean, Dad.
Every word. Well, then you're mean, Boston.
I know. Because you don't know what they've been through, Dad.
That's accurate.
But I do.
You also don't. But sometimes you do.
You defying me, Dad?
Usually.
Defying or defining?
Defying, inning. Deafening.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just going to try one more time because it's fun. Who would you say you are? If someone's like, hey, who are you? What would be the first thing that came to you?
Chicken nugget.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's like the first thing that's what I would say. Yeah. Just like muscle memory, you know?
Yeah.
But then I would say Boston.
Just Boston.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean for you to be Boston?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Massachusetts, you know, like that's like when, you know, it's like my second name.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being asked this question? Like in a couple of different ways?
I've only heard it in two ways.
Okay.
Wow. You are really smart.
I get it from
It's pronounced ornery.
No, he's witty as fuck.
Yeah.
Bro.
Except I get it's from Woody. Ornery.
I get from Woody witty. Mm-hmm. I heard that.
All right.
See, Dad, we both practiced telepathy before you did, and you didn't.
I was not ready for this conversation.
I know. I can
You're
tell.
Always ready for the conversation, Michael.
I'm ready for whatever
Literally
it is.
Always ready for the conversation.
Except I can't do telepathy, so I'm stuck.
Well, you just have to start trying, and then eventually you get there. Yeah.
Okay. But the truth is, I actually believe deep down that one day I'm going to be able to merge my thoughts with someone else's thoughts.
And
whatever
thoughts.
Experience that is going to happen.
I've heard somewhere that if you sleep with someone and you're touching heads, you like be in their dream and they be in your dream.
Oh, I love that
like
idea.
You like dream together.
Yeah. Huh. Time to test it out.
With who?
My cat.
See what your cat dreams about?
That's because this cord is draped across there. So every move you make.
Every move.
It's going to make it worse.
I'll be watching you while
every
you sleep.
Step I take. Okay. So if I could get into my cat's dreams, so if I could sleep head to head with Fat Leonard, I want to know what size fish he would be dreaming about eating. Tell me that if Witty didn't sleep in your bed and you slept head to head with Witty,
she would attack me.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah. If I touch her while she's sleeping, she goes around.
She don't like it. Did you have a question to ask me?
Yeah, I did. All right. I
hope it's not
Have
serious.
You become a rabbit in the rabbit field yet? Because if you have, how'd you get back to human form?
My transformation was a little different, though, actually. So
I could tell.
When I got eaten by the wolf, I was sleeping. So it was very traumatic and startling waking up, getting muck-ducked. Okay?
Yeah.
And then,
murdered.
Yeah.
And it is actually pronounced muck duck, though. You know that. Oh, my gosh. Go on.
Then I was literally in the belly of the beast being digestimodated. And then, as I'm riding in the belly, all chopped up.
Mm-hmm. And you're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, my head is still intact, but the rest of my body is pretty mangled.
Yeah.
We got to put a graphic thing on for this episode.
Graphic.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm already going to put explicit.
It's definitely.
But we have a young child on set, so we should probably keep it. Like
Thank you.
We have to be respectful of
no words.
Super
words.
Innocent mind over here.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? Like I actually don't remember.
I'm
13.
12.
You're 11.
I think I've only cussed one time because I've been censoring myself. You can cut all that out.
I'm cutting more than that out.
Cussed?
Even this conversation about cussing is more than I want on this episode because of his just delicate ears.
I completely agree.
Like my ears are kind of bleeding in the microphone. I think you're going to need new microphones because I bleeded in these ones.
Basically, you're Jane Austen.
I don't know who that is. I know who Austin Powers is, though.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the same person. So.
Oh.
Jane Austen and Austin Powers are the same person. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I have interesting things to research here.
You've got a lot to unpack after this.
Yeah. You do.
So.
Okay. So.
So the wolf that I was in the belly of found. So it's out. It went out back out in the woods.
Nope.
Away from the lettuce field.
You just got noped.
It doesn't live there.
I ignore nopes. Oh, okay. I ignore them.
Does it live there?
Well, no, it doesn't. Well, it lives in a den. Yeah. Wolves live in dens, right? They don't live in the lettuce field. The bunnies and the.
Okay, but it's not a full wolf. Pass out humans. It's a clat wolf.
Oh, you thought this was your story.
Gone.
Yeah. No.
Because they live on rocks.
You're right.
Because clats live on rocks. So I'm pretty sure.
But don't they? But they live under rocks at night, though. Because they can only expose themselves during the day.
Yeah.
Because if they expose themselves in the night, then they fall asleep in the out in the open, then the bigger the predator them. From them. Yes.
The eagles.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Amara's kill symbol. Mm-hmm. We'll eat him.
Yeah.
The flag will come alive and eat him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad you guys know so much about this subject.
Well, and what else are we here for?
Like, everything is learning right now for me.
I knew
none of this. This is incredible. Go on.
Okay. A human was hiking in the woods, found me under my den rock. It's like a den, but it's just a rock with a little hollowed out side spot.
And then like and the whole little rock is hollow.
Yeah, I was sleeping in the belly of the clat.
Yeah.
And then the human was like, oh, I work for the grocery store that needs more clats. So then that human scooped up the clat
that you were in.
That I was in. And then took me to Winco.
That's put me on the shelf lucky.
In the belly. And then one day, this woman walks in. She's walking by the shelf.
Cutting everything.
The clat, the belly, I'm the clat of the belly. The belly of the clat.
And you're not adjusted yet because you're not adjusted.
Correct. Because the clat was like really, like its nervous system was kind of frozen. And so all the body things just stopped.
Work.
Yeah.
Thank but you. Still
functioning is a great word. You're nailing it.
I don't know what I said.
You said functioning.
Okay.
That's the word I was looking for. It's awesome. So then she was a witch. All right. Well, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
She grabs the clat and she doesn't buy it.
She
puts it in her bag. She walks out of the Winco.
She walks and grabs the clat and just walks out.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a witch. This clat
is mine.
Is mine.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is exactly what I've been looking for forever.
Okay.
And then she makes cookies with M&Ms in them. She feeds them to the clat. And the clat's like, this is the magic food.
And then it rebirths you.
Yeah. And then I turned into a prince.
And then you got kissed by a frog.
Yeah.
And then turned into a Princess Beauty.
Yeah.
I see now.
Yep.
I have a clarifying question.
Sure.
What?
Why didn't she pay for the clat?
Because she's a witch.
Yeah, witches don't pay for stuff.
But
yeah.
Why does being a white, what, based on, like, what?
Dad, have you seen a witch pay for something?
Witches don't operate in normal society as regular mouth breathers do.
But most witches that I've met know how to grease their movement through society, and they don't usually do things like walk
like
out of a Winco without paying for a clat.
Really?
Dad, are you looking at witches, or are you looking at...
What do you think of when you think of a witch? Maybe we should ask first.
My best friend.
Yes. Mary's best friend.
Like you?
No. Mary's best friend.
My best friend.
She's not a witch. She's a Princess Beauty.
I'm more of a warlock.
Excuse me, she's my dad.
Well, she's both.
I'm many
too
forms.
Confusing.
She can transform.
So then who am I?
I don't know. Who are you, Dad? I'm turning the tables on you. Who are you?
That's literally leaving the tables at exactly the same angle because that's what I asked.
Womp womp. Who are you?
I'm Michael. I don't know. I liked your answer. I figured I'd try it.
Okay, yeah.
It's really good. It actually feels true.
What's your middle name?
Benjamin.
Michael President Park.
Avery Park, yeah.
Wait, do you know anyone named Michael?
Archangel. That's what most people associate Michael with, an archangel.
Angel President
or an
Park.
An angel.
An archangel?
No, the angel Michael. The Archangel. There's a whole TV series about it.
So Angel President
called
Park.
Angel.
Literally
Angel
President not Park. Called Angel. Is it? It is.
Yeah. I thought it was.
No.
You're thinking
Michael
of Supernatural.
It's no, I'm thinking of Michael
Angelo?
Landon.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, hold up. Michelangelo is a Ninja Turtle. So.
He's also a painter.
Nope.
Okay.
Ninja Turtle President.
Who is a Ninja Turtle?
Michelangelo.
Turtles have come up in conversation for the last 2 days, which means
nothing.
Michael's definitely a turtle.
Would you say that my head is really wrinkly and like small?
No.
Are their heads wrinkly?
Have you ever seen a turtle?
Yeah. But I don't think I've looked that closely.
Yeah. Why do you look at the bad parts of turtles, Dad?
I think of turtles, I think of wise. A turtle's born and looks like an old man. Like a little wise buddy.
What do you mean an old man? Have you ever seen a turtle that was just born walking to the beach in their swimming trunks?
Nope. I've seen videos. I've felt really bad about the environment while I watch them flipping towards the water. Because
you're not supposed to touch them.
What's his name was talking?
David Attenborough.
I've listened to Attenborough.
Wait, isn't he like that one guy that's like...
Talk about them.
Earth.
Baby sea turtles.
Mm-hmm. I know you're talking about
now. Toward the ocean. And they get swept away.
Yeah, but
by
that's...
the incoming wave.
That's false information. They wear their swim trunks and walk down to the beach.
I believe you.
Yeah, thanks. At least I have one person on my side, Dad.
I mean...
You're half-dad, turtle-head.
Half-dad, turtle-head, half-dad.
Sorry.
Do you have to point it out every time?
Yes.
I'm starting to get like...
Every day. From now on.
Size jealousy
I'll
here.
I'll be like, hey, Turtlehead Half Dad.
Oh boy, it's getting worse. Oh well.
Okay. I love the banter.
I gotta find somewhere to get respect. Because I don't get respect here. It's just zero.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yeah.
When you said Michael. When you said something about banter, that immediately made me think about band. And then that made me think about like 2 nights ago. When me and Bob, we made up a band.
You did?
Called the French Revolution. What? It's...
Please tell me you have costumes.
It's lit. No, not yet.
You guys made a band?
Yes. We don't have any... We have a couple songs for it.
What's the band's... Like, what's your mission statement?
Make songs.
Make songs? About? What type of songs?
Just, like, good songs. Hmm. You know how other songs are just, like...
Not good?
Yeah.
Like, all the songs that you guys didn't make?
Then we make songs.
Okay.
We have one called ABC 123, and it's so good.
Is that?
It's not good. It doesn't go like ABC.
So it's not like.
Nothing was inspired by anything.
Okay.
Except for the French Revolution.
Can you sing a little bit of it? No.
There's no words to ABC 123.
No, okay.
It's just piano.
Okay.
Okay. So, oh yeah, the way this came up is me and Bob, we play this game sometimes. It's like, guess the song. And I'm like horrible at the piano. Because he can play by ear, so he can play any song he hears. So he's like really good at playing it, and I still don't know it.
It's unfair, really.
Yeah. And then I play a song, and he doesn't know it because it's so horrible. So then when he played a song and I didn't know it, I just said, that's... And then I said randomly, I forgot. I said, that's that from the French Revolution. And he's like, what is that? And then I'm like, that's just like, it happened for the rest of the night, except until... We figured out that it wasn't a thing, but then we made it into a thing, because now we're the French Revolution band. Mary, do you want to join us?
Obviously. Well, I'm dying to join you.
I have a question about the band.
Yeah.
In your set list, do you generally only include things that you make up on the spot? Or do you...
Yeah,
pretty much. Okay. Wow. I like this concept. This is like improv.
Yes.
This is like music improv. Okay.
This is like stuff like we make up on the spot, but like we have all different genres of music.
Which is the definition of improv. So you're killing it.
Yeah. I just remembered a song that Bob made up. It's very,
very appropriate.
I believe
extremely
that.
Extremely appropriate.
Would you like to sing any of it? No?
Not really. No.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Wow.
That's your new
Boston,
name.
Do you remember the first time I ever met you?
No.
Me neither.
Dad, do you? The first time we met?
No. Heck no.
I don't even remember
the first time I met Mary.
We just had a connection. I came to the house.
Does anyone remember the first time they met their dad?
I remember the first time I met you.
But I'm obviously you're my dad.
Yeah. The first time I ever came to the house, the purple house, the boys, obviously it's their house, right? So they're just like doing their things. Yeah.
That was way back when.
No, they were all
Dad, you're
swim,
the one who's
swim
naked.
Suited up because it was like it was like summertime. But what I started doing, because I was like, these kids are awesome. I just started like making comments at each of you as you would walk by me. Charlie was the hardest one to crack. But he finally talked to me. But literally, that's what I did. Ike was the easiest because he's just like a big...
He wants to connect with everybody.
A happy guy, yeah. You know. But yeah, I would just start making comments at you guys, like random things. And then they were like, oh, she's weird.
That's cool. Our person.
Yeah.
That's my kind of weird.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't remember the first time I met you, but I know that I probably just was like making a weird comment as you were like walking by.
Mary, that's something that occurred to me yesterday. I actually sent you a text about it, that you have a relationship with every single member of this family, like every single member in its own unique capacity.
Yeah.
It's so cool. There's not very many, like most people have relationships with one or two or a few or all but one or, you know, something, but you're just like your relation, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it's really cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Dad, when you way back when,
Austin,
when you
this said, isn't about you.
I know, but way back when you said no one remembers the first time they met their father, yeah. It reminded me of when I died.
Yeah.
Because that was the first
time. Wait, you died?
Yeah.
When did
I need
you
to know
die?
More about this.
You didn't know about this?
I did. I was just saying that for podcast purposes, but you should go on.
I'm just nitpicking your use of the word died.
Dad?
I panicked.
Do you think you actually...
I would clarify as dying.
Do you believe that you actually died?
I would clarify as dying because it makes it sound cooler.
Tell us the story as you remember it.
Yeah.
Is it, okay. One time I was told that I was bonded with... me stuck in the womb because my shoulders are too broad.
Okay.
And I went out the wrong way.
Okay.
So.
She went out feet first.
No, upside down.
Nope. Feet first.
Because your baby's coming out head first.
Yeah. So they can breathe first. But I went out feet first. So I stopped breathing. And then was my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck?
You were not born breech. I mean, I could be wrong, but you were not born feet first. Mm. You were born.
Oh yeah,
instead
you're
of being
right. Yeah, up, yeah, yeah.
It's upside down. You were born face down.
Oh, what is it? Is there a term for that?
Probably inverted, or I don't know.
Why are you calling me inverted baby?
You got you. You're all.
You
kinds
were
of
much
things,
better,
buddy,
born.
Old pal.
I helped you give birth, Dad.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, because you were too young.
You were born upside down.
Yeah. So then I got stuck and I couldn't breathe, and then. Mom couldn't call, wait, no, Dad, you couldn't call the doctor, right?
I did. I called 911 finally. But there was a lot of people there.
But then you couldn't talk, so you gave it to like the nurse thing.
I couldn't talk.
So then you gave it to someone else. Answer, yeah. And then they
I gave it to Nani.
And then
No. She was helping a EMT guy, brand new EMT guy that was just about to pass out. And she like went to him and she took him and she's like, hey, it's okay. It was so cool. I gave it to the phone to Dr. Jen, our chiropractor at the time.
Yep. Okay.
And then she was just like, I got this.
Was this a bathtub birth?
No. Negative. It was in the living room.
All right.
Okay. So then they come out and then they finally got me out after like, and I was like, couldn't breathe for 5 minutes. And they like said, I don't know, CPR or something. Probably doesn't work on babies, right?
Yeah, it does. They have CPR for babies.
Okay.
They tried to get you going.
They just used two fingers.
Yeah. CPR. That reminds me of when people give CPR to squirrels. I'll tell you after I finish the story.
All right.
Okay. So, I
don't understand what's funny.
I'm unkillable.
This is cold. This is ice cold.
Oh my God, I can't. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. So, then they shocked me with 200 joules of electricity. Like, burn out.
Like diamonds or rubies?
Which one's more expensive? Diamonds or rubies?
Diamonds.
Okay, then diamonds.
Rubies should be.
That's why I'm so...
Sapphires.
They used the adult pads. So one of the pads is supposed to go on the right
and then
peg and the other on the left peg. They put one pad on your entire torso.
And then on my back. Front,
and another pad on your back.
And then they shocked me. And I alived. I became alive with 200 joules of electricity. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so shocking.
Oh my God, I love you.
And you were still connected to your mom through your umbilical cord.
But she didn't feel it because she was in too much
pain. Wow.
Okay, so then I was alive and stuff. Okay, this is the story about when we watched a video in school about a guy gives CPR to a squirrel.
Because it relates.
Not really. Oh. So a squirrel was he was driving by, he saw a squirrel on the ground. It was like, wasn't moving. He was like, uh-oh, this squirrel's cooked. And then he went out of his car. He's like, giving, I don't know if he was on a bike. I think he was on a bike. So he got off, and then he was like, one finger. He went like, and then eventually the coral woke up, eyes up, got up, and went to a tree and gave him an acorn.
Oh my gosh, it gave him a gift for aliving him again?
I think so.
Wait, are you saying this is a real story?
Did you give your mom a gift?
Oh, I thought this was just going to be some inappropriate setup.
Wow, Dad, you're so dirty-minded.
No, I think I get that from you. Dirty-minded sons. No. You get it from somewhere.
I think you get it from us. I think you get it from us.
100%. I think we share and share alike.
Yeah. Can we rewind for a second?
We all get it from our dad.
Like, back to the lettuce field?
No, not that far.
Okay.
Not that far. I don't want to talk about clats right now.
Oh my gosh. No.
Dead baby Boston to alive baby Boston.
15 minutes.
Did he start crying? Is that how you knew he was alive again?
I don't remember.
I mean, it was so traumatic. I can't imagine actually that you would remember every detail, but.
No, I had a way regular heartbeat. It was like. Okay.
Oh, yep. Your mom told me about this. Actually, yesterday we were talking about medical procedures.
Yeah, before I went down here.
Yeah.
I looked into her eyes and read her thoughts.
I believe that actually. And you had to have an EKG done. There's a picture of it with the little stickies on you, on your little baby body.
I thought that was Sawyer.
Wait, when, said it was what you. Are you saying? When you read what?
What? I read what? What?
You read her mind?
I looked into her eyes and read her thoughts from yesterday, so I could talk about it here.
Telepathy.
Telepathy.
I'm telepathically trying to sort fact from fiction right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's no fiction here. There's no fact here.
No fact. Your fiction. Oh my gosh. That's a fantastic thing.
This is the absence of anything right now.
Okay.
Whoa.
That sounds great.
He just telepathied your brain and then used your words and put them in the microphone.
I'm a perfect person. So I just had that song in my head. My bad. Go on.
What's the word for everything that's when it's perfect?
Me. Boston.
Paradise.
Boston Avery.
Oh, I was thinking.
He just described what paradise feels like to me. Mm. Right.
The absence of anything is paradise?
Correct.
But then there's no joy, so how's it paradise?
But the absence of anything does not equal the absence of everything.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday?
It's just nothing particular. Yesterday? It is the potential to be anything.
In kickball?
Michael's very quantum.
Quantum physics. Dad, did you study quantum physics in homeschool?
In what?
Homeschool.
Homeschool?
Homeschool.
You didn't go to school. So
I really did not have any schooling whatsoever after I turned 11. Very little, if any. Zeroch.
But you're in school
now, my
dog.
I was traveling the streets, learning how to, I was learning a lot of other things, so.
Well, you were in school. You just weren't in traditional school. You
cult
were
school.
Schooling some shit.
You were in school by Jesus.
By Jesus. I think I still am that.
Okay, well, yesterday in kickball.
Okay. I love kickball.
And so, it was my turn. Me and Jude are friends.
Okay.
And Jude is, like, big brain smart.
Hey, Jude.
Like, he's in advanced math, and so am I, because I'm, like, also smart.
So you're big brain smart as well.
But he's much more big brain smart than me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I would say he's, the smartest.
Really?
Like, he's really smart. So, and he also stopped, like, constantly bugging me.
So ooh, this was that character?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buggy sweet.
Bug. Okay. Yeah. You were kickballing with a smart guy.
Yes.
Then what happened?
So, after two outs, we switched because, like, they really, the people in outfield wanted to kick.
But okay.
Yeah, right. I know. Got it. So then Jude was like, hold up. If two outs equals three outs, then two equals three. And if one equals two, then one equals three.
Nope.
And since there's four bases, the first base is third base, and so is the second base, and so is the third base, that means all bases are third base.
And that means E equals MC squared.
No. Okay. So when you're born, you're zero, and then you're. First birthday, you actually turn three.
Okay.
Second birthday, you actually turn three.
Okay.
Your third birthday, you turn three.
Okay.
And your fourth birthday, you turn three.
Okay.
But on your fifth birthday, you turn five.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, because one equals three.
Mm-hmm.
And so does four. But hold up.
So who won?
Who won that game?
Yeah. It sounds like nobody.
Oh, I didn't. I was too locked in.
I imagine
you
passed out after that explanation.
No, bro.
From the very smart guy. If Jude and Einstein were in a room together,
Jude would outsmart him.
Would Jude be the zombie or would Einstein be the zombie?
They would both be the big brain peoples.
But one of them would eat the brains and one of them would have the brains. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
So.
Oh, yeah, I do now. Yeah. Okay. All
right. It's like the movie Undead or Alive.
Yeah. They both try to eat each other's brains.
The zombies win at the end.
Whoa.
I hate I hate spoiling movies.
The zombies win at the end?
The two main characters are like eating the brains of the girl zombies. They were escaping with. And they're like, this isn't so bad. They're like, what were we afraid of?
Pretty delicious. And actually, we were right.
Did I just seriously do that to a movie that no one's going to watch? Great. I don't feel bad about it.
We're watching it right after this.
What movie? Yeah,
after the Chris Farley videos.
Undead or Alive. It has Chris Kattan in it.
We don't
Chris
know who Farley? That is.
Chris Kattan.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He's like an SNL comedy.
Toucan?
Toucan.
Fruit Loops.
You can keep a secret. If one of them is
dead. Pierce's. Best Nailed band it. Ever.
I'm smart.
If you ever run out of some things to say, just let me know. I've got questions for you.
I never run out of things to say.
I never want your questions.
I had one question that I brought with me today in my pocket. Can I get it out?
You had one job, Mary.
When things get tough, you can get it out. Or you can do it right now, if it's okay.
You pulled nothing out.
Will you tell us about snowboarding?
Ooh.
You know it. Okay, so the first time I got introduced to snowboarding, okay, no, we'll go back. We'll go back before that.
Rewind to the lettuce field. No.
After that, right now. This is when we're rewinding
to. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so me and Kai became friends in kindergarten.
Okay.
And Kai's the one who takes me snowboarding. And then I transferred schools, and he didn't. Like, we were friends in Muddy Creek. And I transferred school, and he didn't. He joined our school.
Wait, you were friends in a Muddy Creek, but you weren't friends in a lettuce field?
Mary?
We didn't go back that far.
That's so silly.
We didn't go back that far,
Mary. All right, whatever.
Okay, so he joined the school 6th grade. And then, like, he was new to school, so he didn't, like, have much friends except for his friend group.
He didn't know anybody.
Yeah, he didn't know anybody, except for me.
Yeah.
He get in 6th year at the end of the year, he gave me a present. It was an envelope with a picture of me from Muddy Creek in it. Just a little me, just like that big picture of me.
That's adorable.
Like he cut it out of the pictures, you know? Picture like I don't know. So like, you know, when classes take pictures together.
Oh, like he cut it all out. on the bleachers where it's like rows.
Like you know, in different classes take pictures together. Like
ours were on bleachers.
Yeah.
All okay, right, cool. Well,
like it was small enough that it could have fit on a dime.
Like your tiny little head, you could have been a president.
Wow.
I think I still have that
That's
picture.
That's adorable.
I think I still have it.
I hope you do. You should put it on your wall.
Okay, so we were friends. And then after he gave me that, I recognized him. Because I didn't recognize him because he changed.
As one does.
Mm-hmm. As they grow. Does.
Yeah. So in 7th grade, on his birthday, we went on a trip to Snow Place when we snowed.
We went snowed hard, dude.
Yeah. And then we played in the snow and we went like inner tubing and we went sledding and it was so fun. And we stayed in a place. Oh yeah, we also went swimming after that. Okay, so this is the first time I ever went with Kyle like to like a sleepover place. So it was that was really fun. So a couple weeks later, I think, he was like, "Do you want to go snowboarding?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, buddy, I do." Cause he has like another board and boots and like a helmet and goggles.
Okay.
And he has gloves. So I was snowboarding with him and I was like rookie, you know? No.
I saw the videos, man.
No, trust me.
You were nailing it. Okay.
I'll tell you about it. The first day, so the day after that, I was gonna take a class on snowboarding. But the first day, Kai's dad was just taking runs and Kai was teaching me how to snowboard. And like
aww.
Yeah,
and that's a good friend.
Yeah, and I was cooking.
I believe it.
Because most people aren't good at most sports because they're scared of getting hurt.
Mm.
I don't have most of that fear.
Mm.
So that's why I just like am good at snowboarding.
Yeah.
That's also why I hit that jump and caught an edge at the very end.
That video was crazy though.
Mm.
That hurt really bad.
I imagine, but I'm really sorry to say that I watched it multiple times and
he put it in a YouTube video.
I didn't laugh at all.
Everyone laughed a lot.
I laughed really hard.
I laughed really hard. It was so.
But I also was worried because I love you, but I was just like, oh man.
I didn't laugh because it didn't look funny to me. It just looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, it hurt.
I'm sorry, but the snow swallowed you and that I could not get enough of it.
Yeah. So the second day ever I was snowboarding, I was in a class. I had the best teacher ever.
Aww.
His name was Vaden.
Cool.
Vaden. And he told me that like after the class, I've remembered his name. Because I wanted to do a private lesson with him.
Yeah.
Because, like, to show him where I am at. Because, like, he was like, if you want to do another lesson, just do private lesson request me. Okay. It costs, like, $100. And I want to do it sometime.
I want you to do it.
So.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah, I know we can. So. But we'd have to go on a date, like.
But you would do it on a day that you would go up with Kai.
Yeah, probably.
You just organize it there, and then we'll just, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like, I could go with someone else who can drive, because I have my own stuff now.
That's true.
So, I was going, Wait, Vaden said
pause
I was,
game. Meadows, or are we talking Hoodoo? Hmm? Where? Which mountain?
Mount Hood.
Okay. So, Meadows, Timberline. I feel like you were at Meadows.
No, Timberline.
Okay, you were at Timberline. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, he was really good. He said I was the best student he's ever had. Like, I was cooking. The second day I ever went snowboarding, I hit my first jump.
Were you cooking hot dogs or hamburgers?
I was cooking like a whole steak.
Bro. T-bone? What did,
like I cooked the whole cow. Okay, what?
I mean, that feels really good to have an instructor be like, you're literally the best. Maybe he says that to everyone. Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah. He better not.
If he does, he actually meant it, though. I could tell.
Because you looked in his eyes.
What I'm curious about is, what if you really are? Like, what if you really are, and you could, like, make your career out of snow sports like that?
Kai's dad, Terry, he said that, like, I have a natural thing for snowboarding. And, like, he said, like, if you, like, actually get into this and you keep doing it, and I want to. Like, I really want to. So if you keep doing this, you could get like really good.
Terry, thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
You are enabling this kid to have experiences he wouldn't have otherwise. And all of us here as supporters and fans of Boston are extremely grateful to you. So
tenfold.
Appreciate it.
Also, he's taking me to California in summer for 10 days.
Yeah.
Guess what you're going to get to learn to do?
Surfboard.
Yeah, dude. And you're going to kill that too. Catch a shark for me. Bring it back. We'll put it in the aquarium. We'll
put it in an aquarium in the lettuce field.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? We'll feed it.
Humans.
That's right.
Lettuces.
Oh.
Lettuces? I thought we were going to feed it lettuces.
Soil.
No, because then it would turn into a rabbit shark.
We could feed it Soylent Green.
We could feed it both things. I could just catch two sharks and put them both in two different aquariums, and see which one turns first.
Okay.
Which one turns into a soil shark or a rabbit shark first.
Okay. So going back to Vaden and you being told that you were one of the best students he'd ever had.
Wait, pause game. So he didn't tell me specifically. He told Terry. Okay, go on.
That makes it more legit. Yeah, no, seriously.
No, it was already super legit.
I was just
trying to set up a hypothetical.
Yeah. But like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's hella cool.
That's pretty cool. So since that trip, you've gone three more times.
Way more than that. Like,
they go so often.
I know, they go every other weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I must have
we're
just
done
lost,
going
lost
for
track
this,
of time.
We're done going for
I
this.
But you're going one more time.
No, I said maybe if Mia takes me on Wednesday, but she didn't. Oh yeah, I have my pass. It's very cool. They spelled it Vaden Avery with a V.
So Vaden and Vaden?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to call up to Timberline and find out when Vaden's working next. I know how to drive. I don't know if you know this.
Okay. So I've gone a lot and I want to go next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't even tried out the new snowboard.
I know, you just got it and you got bindings.
Yeah, Mia put them on.
And a helmet. You're being safe.
I got everything.
$5 says as soon as you learn how to surf. I have a GoPro you can borrow.
So I have everything, Dad. I have everything I need.
I need a drink break.
I need a pee break.
Go for it.
Perfect.
Let's just take a little breaky break.
I wonder if a bear walked in and roared at the things.
Welcome back.
And
we're back.
Action.
3, 2, 1. And we're live.
It's so good to be back here with you two.
The vibe's different. What's different?
It's the vibe that happens after everyone takes a pee and does all the things they want to do.
It'll get back to normal when we start talking again.
Nothing is lost. Other things just happened in between.
Mm-hmm. Except for Dad's brain. Dad's brain is lost.
No story is ever finished.
Dude, they hate on you hard.
They do. I actually feel...
It's just because Dad, like, he locks in. And he, like, doesn't get angry anymore.
Not at all.
It's cool.
What is there to get angry about?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I feel like I caught up with my brain.
You know those things about like you only lose like 2% of your brain?
Brain is so fast.
That's cap. You only lose like all of your brain. Because if you use 2% of it, you're dumb.
Do you know a neuroscientist?
Yes.
And that's who told you that?
Yes. You want to know who the neuroscientist I know is?
Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Yes. Also him and also me because I taught myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I didn't even watch any YouTube videos. I just like...
Are we recording again?
We're recording.
We've been recording the whole time, bro.
I have recording PTSD.
Correct. But Mary, how cool is it that with every problem that you've gone through, you've never lost anything completely?
I know.
That's
and I've
so
always
cool.
learned,
yes.
too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know why? It's because you're not trying to figure it all out by yourself.
Exactly.
You have a village. And we try to look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we all fail epically at the same time. And that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's called bonding time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boston?
What?
Do you know about bonding time?
No, I know about family bathroom, though.
I wondered.
Family bath time. Oh, boy.
What is family bath time?
It's family bath.
Now that you said it.
It's family bath time.
Okay. That just sounds weird.
That's what it is, though.
Is it as weird as it
like,
sounds?
He's like, it is weird.
Dad, is there anything not weird about this family?
That was the best question that's ever been asked on your podcast. Ever. Ever.
Is there anything that isn't weird?
About this family. By the way, I'm including myself.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
the
you,
word
you are the family. You are the family. You're like the headmaster of the family.
Oh boy,
no. you're the full father.
I remember when way back when, like I don't even know how old I was. I think I was like 10. I think.
Okay.
Don't ask why I checked my watch.
Well,
I'm trying to remember how old you were.
Yeah. Also, if I'm trying to remember something, I always just check my watch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Logan wanted to learn how to backflip on a trampoline, so we did. That's what we did.
Mm.
For 3 hours straight.
I believe that.
We learned how to do backflip. And then we did it, eventually. We did the backflip. And for some reason, Charlie's weird thing that he did, it helped. I don't even know what he did. He's like, go like on your knees and then your back, and then your front, and then your knees, and then you stand, and then your knees, and then I don't know.
Oh, like you're bouncing back and forth, forwards and backwards, to kind of get your body used to the motion?
Like he just made something up on the spot, and it helped a lot.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that's
he's
cool.
really smart. That makes sense.
Well, now I've seen you do backflips where it looks like you go into slow motion and your head stays in the same position and your whole body starts to flip around. It's surreal.
Yeah.
Kai can do a stalling backflip. He like jumps up just like a pose and then he backflips. It's so cool. I don't know how he does it.
Inertia is wild.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that is. 100%.
And when you backflip on the trampoline, it looks like you're just playing with quantum physics or with physics.
Their bodies are young and malleable.
Yeah.
They're just like, let's see what this feels like and this feels like. Just okay. like you're literally defying gravity.
I think backflipping is easier than front flipping. I don't know why. It just like feels like easier to do. But then I ask people, what do you think is easier, front flipping or backflipping? They will say front flipping because they don't know how to do backflip. This is like a couple weeks ago. I was like, why am I asking people this question? If they don't know how to do it, that's like asking people, what is better, surfing? Like people who don't know how to surf or skydive, what's better, surfing or skydiving? They don't know.
Skydiving.
They don't know, Mary. They don't know.
Okay.
I want to skydive. But I watched a video where someone's parachute didn't work.
Boss, why do you do backflips and snowboard jumps and crazy stuff? And why, what is that feeling inside you that makes you want to do that stuff? What do you get out of it?
I love that question.
It makes me look cool. That's like why most of the time.
Like it makes you look cool to
myself. Also,
whoa,
I find it like really fun to do.
It makes you look cool to yourself.
It's like so fun to do. Like the things that are harder to do, like I feel like surfing is going to be really fun.
You already know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I believe you.
Wow.
I believe you.
I love your confidence. I love how certain you feel.
Like, yeah.
That is so cool.
Falling down on a snowboard does not hurt as much as people think it will.
It hurts enough to make me never, ever do it, ever.
See, Dad? And you don't want to
do it. I'll do it with you sometime.
You don't want to do it because you think you're going to get hurt. Isn't that why?
No.
Why don't you want to do it then?
I don't want to do it because... my desire to not get hurt far outweighs my desire to experience the rush of sliding down a mountain. That isn't much of a rush for me. It's not something that calls to me. And so any amount of hurt at all is just not worth it.
Okay. I see. But other people who do,
I'm just broken in that way, because most people want to.
You're not broken. You're just
different.
I wouldn't
say most people want to. I think that
most people do some sort of sports.
I think it depends, though, on what you've experienced. Like, when I was younger, I was just like Boston. I wasn't afraid to try things with my body, and like getting hurt didn't really hurt, and I would keep trying.
Sure, when I was younger.
But now, I've done so many things to hurt my body as an adult that I'm like, I don't want to walk wrong in the lettuce field. Yeah. You know, I might twist an ankle.
And then you might get eaten by a clat.
Yeah.
That eats kelp.
So like snowboarding sounds fun to me, but if I were ever to do that, I would have to do the lesson first. Yeah. Which is what Mia has told me. She's like, do a lesson and you'll feel entirely different. I'm like, okay, one day I'm going to do that. You could do it with me.
Yeah, you should do it. You should do a lesson when you should drive me up.
Yeah.
And then I do a private lesson with Aiden, and then you should do another normal lesson.
Exactly.
Yeah. Terry and Kai, they got boots for $1.
What? Where at?
At Timberline Lodge, I think. At the lodge. Because the people are trying to get rid of their stock, right? So they sell their stuff because they need new stuff, like brand new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell their stuff, but like no one was really buying it. So they try to give it away for free, but like they're not allowed to. So they just went for $1, give it to them.
And you didn't score on that day?
No, because it was like way before I was
snowboarding. Okay. So that's what to look out for, though. So like end of season, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, end of season. Okay. That's like the best time to get stuff.
Okay,
because people are trying to get new stuff.
Yeah. It's better to learn on stuff that's not brand new. Do you know that? Like something quirky, whether you're learning like guitar or snowboarding, if you have like a piece of equipment that's less than perfect, you become better at the thing.
Yeah.
Than somebody who just has like all this pristine stuff.
You really like adrenaline sports.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of plans to do a lot of adrenaline sports things.
Yeah.
And you like talking about it. It lights you up.
That reminds me, I want to go jelly balling again.
What is jelly balling?
Like, you know paintballing? Yeah. I don't want to do paintball.
I want to do paintballing so bad.
I don't want to do paintball because I've been told it hurts really bad. And like, that's like not, I don't want
to. It doesn't hurt as bad as people think it does.
Okay, Dad.
That's what you guys were just telling me, so.
No, yeah.
But what's good for the goose is good for the frickin' gander.
And what's good for the gander is good for the chicken, so.
Bagok.
Okay, Dad, I can see why you don't want to do snowboarding.
Yeah.
Because I feel like probably the same thing.
I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, like paintballing, like getting hurt is like not worth running around and shooting people.
Nope.
That's like paintballing. But jelly ball, you don't get hurt when you get shot.
Is it grape jelly or strawberry jelly?
No. False. No, nope.
It's, what's it called?
Beets, bears.
Pizza jelly.
Battlestar Galactica.
They don't have flavors. You're not supposed to eat them.
This is dumb.
Hold up, what's it called?
I don't want to play.
You know that one movie?
Yeah, dude. I watched it just like that 9 years
like
ago.
That one bear that like makes jam or something.
Oh my gosh, Little Bear.
Nope.
Oh.
It's like the name
bear.
Brother Bear. The Bear. Good show.
No, someone who's listening is going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I literally don't
maybe
know.
They can invent a time machine and come tell you.
Like yeah. they're in.
Is anyone telling you anything yet?
Wait, Dad, can people comment on your things?
Yeah.
Okay, then they'll just comment it and then tell me what it is.
Boston just gave you a command, so you better do it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him what he's thinking about.
Or else.
And if you can invent a time machine, do that.
It's right there. It's about this bear that like makes stuff and then like sells it to people.
Bernstein? Berenstein?
That might be it.
Wait, hold on.
The Berenstein Bears?
Nope.
There was a movie
It's like a live action.
There was. I was about to say there was a live action Berenstein Bears made like quite a few years ago.
I'm so frustrated I can't remember it.
Dude, you got it.
Okay, well, can I ask you another question in the meantime while you think about it?
Okay.
You really like the adrenaline sports.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, other categories that you're really drawn to or anything else that's big in your life also right now? What else do you do? What else is big in your life? What else do you like to think about and do?
Blah.
I like.
They're always there.
I have to be canceled from words right now. I'm not doing words good.
You know, okay, so we're going to do a silent game.
Okay.
Dad can't talk for 2 minutes.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna translate the question because I said that I only had one question in my pocket, but I actually had two, and okay. We overlapped quite a bit, which is rad.
Uh-huh.
I think what Michael was asking, in different words, is what else in your life right now, besides snowboarding, because that's awesome and you love that, what other things in your life right now are like lighting you up?
And surfing and windsurfing and speed downhill skating and all that stuff.
Windsurfing?
Yeah. He's planning to do all of it. I can see it in his eyeballs.
Yeah.
When I get older, I'm going to do it all. When I can drive.
Windsurfing would be so fun. Columbia River Gorge. Anyway. Yeah. What other things are you passionate about right now?
What else?
What else
grabs your attention?
I love food.
Cookies.
You make more cookies. Dad's not you.
What? Dad, I can't make cookies?
You're uninvited. No, you can make cookies.
He's always invited.
Okay, fine. You just like never come because you like.
I need to find a different family.
Yep, bye-bye.
See? Do you see? I've literally come home from work. I say this like all the time. So they're like, his eyes just glazed over from boredom. I've literally walked in and had probably mostly Luca or James be like, why are you here?
Oh, no.
How dare I live here?
Lucas, that was back is when, so funny.
That right? was back when I was able to, my feelings were able to be hurt by little children too. Mm-hmm. And kind of embarrassing to look back on. But real as heck, man. Mm-hmm. I need counseling because of you, Boston.
Okay. I'll counsel you.
That's not how counseling works.
I'll be your therapist and then make you go to therapy. I'll become a therapist, make you go to therapy, and then I'll be your therapist.
I already learn from you every day.
He's playing the long game, Michael.
I like how I learn from you already.
Dad, I'm like...
Just make a bunch of money and then
I'm thinking
me.
Like 30 years ahead, Dad.
Nailed it.
Like, you're like, I don't know, how steps are you ahead far ahead?
Zero.
Ahead far?
Okay, that's what I thought. You're like 2 steps behind.
I'm zero. I'm just not behind or ahead. I'm just right here.
You're like weird, whimsical guy who can do stuff.
I can. What's your experience with school?
I don't like school.
Why?
So, math. And also, that's so boring. But, good thing about school, the first year I had a horrible schedule, except for I had PE with Kai, so it was pretty lit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, the second year, I mean, what? The third quarter, I got a new schedule. And I have Steam now. I have Steam with Kai.
Cool.
Steam is so loud.
Okay. Steam is like the mechanic shop. No. What is Steam?
Steam, science, technology, engineering, art, metaphysics. Nope. Mechanics.
I was like, not metaphysics. That would be so cool.
No.
Like, Here's your
it's
sign.
Math. The last one's math. Okay. Oh,
bummer.
So, and Steam.
Okay.
So, like, I have a friend group of, like, so, in Steam, it's me, Kai, Joel, Braven, and Dom. That's, like, insane. That's so loud. Because that's, like, almost my whole friend group of them.
That's pretty lit.
Yeah. And so, last week, it was outdoor school, so all the sixth graders were gone, so we had a sub. And she's like, chill. She's
if
like, chill
I
as
had,
beans.
If I was a substitute teacher and you guys were my class...
All of us.
I would never want it to end.
You'd get mad at us. It was so loud.
No, I wouldn't.
Braven and Kai were ripping each other's papers up into shreds because we had to do a paper for like a movie we watched. We watched October Sky.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
With Tom?
I don't know.
Tom Hanks?
The other guy.
With Homer.
October Sky. I've seen it. Yeah. Like I have a vague memory of a couple of clips. I think it's kind of post-apocalyptic. And
who's the guy that plays on Mission Impossible?
No.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think Tom Cruise is in October Sky.
No.
I think he is.
October Sky is about a bunch of kids that learn how to fly rockets. And then like they do that.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So we watch that. And there's like a paper we have to fill out while doing it. Raven and Kai were destroying each other's papers.
It looked like cats scratched all over it or something?
Worse than that. It was like crumpled up into a ball like 17 different times. It has like rips. Half of it was tape.
And your paper was pristine, I imagine?
Nope.
Somebody crumpled yours too?
There was a rip, a massive rip down the middle.
There's something about having a group of friends from a very young age to do all this silly stuff with that just really... forms who you are as a person. You don't know that yet.
You are what you eat.
Exactly.
That is not the same thing.
No.
Mm-mm.
How would school have to change to make it feel functional to you? To make it feel like, okay, I don't hate this.
You get to choose what classes you get to take.
Snowboarding class.
No, because like if you choose what class you get to take, then you'll actually pay attention and you'll get good at that. Like I saw You'd Be Short about this class. That's like people get to choose what classes they get to take, and like that's all they have to take.
Mm-hmm.
So then they just do that. They take that class. They take those classes that they want to take, and like they're not forced to take anything else. So then they do that, and then they do good because they want to do it. So they cook in that class, and they ace it, and then they grow up and do what they want to do because they took the classes that they wanted to take, and school wasn't miserable for them. Like they probably looked forward to school.
Yeah.
What school is this?
I don't know.
Is that like
I wish I did.
I mean, it's like I've heard people talk about Montessori.
That's what I was thinking, or like Waldorf.
Waldorf type stuff.
Gryffindor.
Yeah.
What was Harry Potter in? Hufflepuff.
Gryffindor.
He was? Oh, I thought he was in Professor Snape. Oh, that was that?
Slytherin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Slytherin, by the way. Just so you know.
Are you with Malfoy?
I bet you're a Gryffindor.
Yep, I'm Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because I like that mold of scars on my five head.
You have a five head?
Yeah. No, actually, I have a forehead, see? Only four to my hairline. My eyebrows to my hairline.
How do you deal with disliking it?
Disliking it?
Yeah, like what do you do to, because I mean, it feels to me like if I had to do something every day that I really hated, like, I mean, that I think you use pretty strong language, that would be really difficult to do day in and day out. And so how do you deal with that?
I look forward to the end of school. So then that's what I'm thinking about. And then it just goes by pretty quick. Because after third period, my day ends until seventh period. Because fourth, fifth, and sixth. So fourth period, I have healthy tech, which is participation. Fifth, I have PE, which is participation. And sixth, I have STEAM, which is participation.
Mm. So you just have to get through
those are my three favorite classes in a row.
So that kind of nice that they are at the end of the day.
But then seventh period is advanced math.
Oh.
Yeah.
Advanced math. And that's the one that you said you have an Einstein brain for.
No.
I said that.
That's what Jude has an Einstein brain
Wait,
for.
Wait, okay. So you, math was one of the things you pointed out as is difficult for you in school. And you just said you're in advanced math. Why are you in advanced math then?
Yeah.
If math is difficult for you, why are you in advanced?
Because, like, I have smart friends and that's what I hate. I don't know.
Oh, do you want to be in advanced math?
No.
Oh, why don't you? Okay, so.
Next year I'm not.
You're going to be. Okay,
next
I got
year I'm
going
to talk to someone.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
Be in advanced math because I'm not doing good at advanced
okay.
math.
Okay. Okay.
And I heard Mr. Peterson is like a lot more strict than Mr. Hudson. And Mr. Hudson, that's saying a lot because Mr. Hudson is like.
Oh, that'll be a load off your.
No, Mr. Peterson. I'm still going to get taught by Mr. Peterson.
Right. But like, to not have to do advanced math.
Yeah.
Especially if it's making you hate it.
Yeah.
Did you hate it before you started doing advanced?
Math is like my least favorite subject.
Oh, you've always
and then like what sixth grade is math.
Do it?
Sixth
oh,
grade
crazy.
math is really easy. Mm. And then like seventh grade advanced math, that's just like a massive jump.
Okay. Are you gonna pass it?
Pass yeah, I'm probably gonna end the school year with like a C or something.
Sweet.
That's passing, dog.
Dude, C's are great.
Uh-huh. I always got C's.
C is average.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of, like, what are your grades at? What do you usually get?
Average?
Yeah. You usually get A's. When I see your cards, I see A's, mostly A's and
A's
some
and B's. Social studies?
Grading scales are weird.
How do you feel about getting a C?
Great.
The letter of the grade doesn't really matter to you?
As long as it's an F.
As long as you pass, yeah.
Yeah.
Why does it matter to you if it's an F?
Because that's, like, not what I want to have.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
F for frog.
Stupid question, stupid answer. Great.
I thought it was great.
Social studies, like the first thing of the quarter, is like usually a test. And I usually don't do like mega good on those tests because like I don't really like social studies. I was failing social studies until I did test corrections. And then I went from an F to a C.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's like really good. So now I think I have a C. My worst grade is a C, I believe. Yeah.
If I had any reason to predict, I would say that the school system over the next decade or two, school systems are just going to be changing.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I think that the model we have just simply doesn't fit what the general mindset of humanity is anymore. I think that it's going to be people like you that have ideas and that are just like, this is what we need to do. This is what makes sense. And then it'll be like, oh yeah, why didn't we think of that before? That's why I ask you. Because I think it's your responsibility to fix the world. No pressure. What do you know about what's going on in the world today?
I know.
What are you aware of that's outside of this property?
I don't care.
I like you, Boston.
I wouldn't have liked that answer a couple of years ago. Five years ago. But I sure do now.
My watch.
It's a very peace-filled answer.
I always have my watch on. So now I just have like a watch. Like where my watch is white.
Oh, because you have like a
sun. Because there's no sun turning. Yeah. Yeah.
How does it feel to be Boston in this family? How does it feel to be you in this family?
I don't want to be another family. This is like the best family I could have chosen. I chose this family. Trust.
You did.
He definitely did.
You started this family, basically.
Pretty much. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I'm also mom's dad.
I have so many dads. This is getting confusing. Do you feel like you're heard? The things you want to say, like whatever it is, do you feel like you are heard by your family?
If I say what I want to say, yes.
Yeah. And do you feel like you do?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. I nodded my head for those who couldn't see.
Thank you.
That was great.
What is your art?
It's pretty bad. Like stick figures, maybe.
That's not true at all.
He telling you what is true about him and you're telling him it's not true.
Because he just made me a birthday card and there was a cow with asparagus legs on it.
I forgot.
It was made
out
of cheese. It was a cheese cow.
So
whatever you want to say about it, it's your cow.
You feel like your art, the way you like to express yourself through art is through painting or drawing or like what is your art? And first of all,
I like drawing. I used to be obsessed with Among Us for some reason. I don't know why. And I used to draw a lot. So now I just like, I'm good at drawing it.
What's your favorite way to draw?
Or with a pencil.
Like pencils?
Yeah. Color pencils.
And you would say that's, do you think of yourself as an artist?
No, I don't.
So if when I say, what's your art? Would it feel honest to say, I don't feel like I have any art?
No.
That's also not true?
It's not true.
Okay. I can't put any words in this boy's mouth.
Nope.
No one can. I can't predict what he's saying. I don't have the telepathies.
Telepathy.
Telepathic telepathy, Zach.
I'm going to ask you my normal questions. I'm going to ask you the questions I ask everybody.
I bet.
You already have started.
Are you ready for that?
I thought you were about to say, okay, yeah, go on.
What is the question you expect from me? Enlighten me, please.
Good.
He doesn't have any chinks or cracks. Like you can't, he's just, nope.
Dude, he's too
iron wall.
Cool. He's too cool for school.
I've been sarcastic with him one too many times and he learned immune.
Dad,
what?
It's okay.
It is okay.
Breathe. Be the leaf.
I am the leaf. What is happening right now, Mary?
I want to be a leaf.
Mary, you can be a leaf. You can be whatever you want. So there's this person at my school. Very weird.
Wow. Is his name Boston?
No. It's a girl. And they try to tickle me for some reason.
They have a crush on you.
Don't know why. Probably. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about crushes.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they weird?
I don't know.
Question.
No, not yet. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God.
Okay. So this person's weird and they try to tickle me. But I am not ticklish anymore because of Ike. Unless Ike tickled Ike or mom. Those are the only two people who can tickle me.
The tickling is so extreme, you're immune to all else.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And they try to tickle me, but it doesn't work. Okay. What were you going to ask me?
That was it.
That was it.
All right. That was it. Whatever you want to ask. It's okay.
Okay.
I'll answer your question.
Oh, you will?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't believe everything you hear.
I'll try not to.
Believe everything you hear.
So this person that's weird that tickles you, what do you do when they try to tickle you? Do you know judo?
Well, they don't do it anymore because they know I'm not ticklish. But what I did do was I just let them try and then watch them fail. And that was funny. That's very funny. Because my spirit animal is the clat.
Mm-hmm.
They're very strong.
What is your spirit animal actually?
The clat. The very strong wield. I just figured this out today.
Do you actually have a spirit animal?
My spirit animal is me. What's the weirdest animal that you know?
Tardigrade.
Okay, that's my spirit animal. Yeah, yesterday I was wearing
literally, you have a shirt that says tardigrades is my spirit animal. Mm-hmm. Why did I even ask you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. What are your thoughts about God? Or do you have any?
He is God. He's up there.
You think there's a dude that's like up north, up above you?
Yep. Up above the world so high, like a chicken in the sky.
Chicken nugget,
where are you?
Ketchup.
That's a song. We should add that to the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you already made Mary a band member, I think.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to add it to the French Revolution.
We're just collabing.
I think that was a production that's of a duo. The French Revolution.
Imagine if Bob was here right now.
We should do one with Bob and me.
What if we did an episode with all five brothers? Dude, we gotta.
That would be chaos. That would be insane.
Sora would be telling Lucas to stop constantly.
I don't think so. Because
we would
it
sit
would
them
be
across from each other.
Atmosphere. Yeah. We would just do a round table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the blue mic.
Yeah, and
the Yeti.
Is the blue mic the one that picked up everything?
Dude. She's all those little guys would come out.
Yeah.
Oh. It would be crazy.
We could at least do a run through and see what happens.
I know. It's worth a shot. Oh my gosh.
So I'm not gonna try it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to ask you again, like, how you feel about God. Like, does it feel serious to you? Do you actually have like real thoughts about it, or does it just feel like, what does it feel like?
He's just like there, you know, just like you're there. And so is Mary.
Mm.
And so is everyone.
Mm.
What do you think about Charlie saying that he's an atheist?
He can think what he thinks.
What do you think about Logie starting to go to church? And
she can think what she thinks.
What if I think God is a clat?
You're correct. You know how Lucas like thinks, or used to think, that God was like a magical chicken thing?
Probably.
That's so cute. What?
Yes.
God is a clat.
A furry lizard cat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Lizard with fur.
Interesting. I'm feeling more and more like I might actually pet this thing.
You will.
If I
you
find
will.
It and see it.
We'll make it, and you right. will pet it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mary will make it together.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just pictured a really funny thing in my head.
What?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise for later in life.
Are you going to draw it? Are you going to do it on my birthday? Draw
you have
card?
To be older to hear about it.
When's your birthday?
July 9th.
Okay, you're a Cancer?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I have cancer. Yeah, I know.
Hand cancer. Okay,
that makes so much sense. You have such Cancer vibes.
What are Cancer vibes? Like,
I don't know, like my skin's falling off or something. My hair's falling off.
No, dude, your zodiac is, your sun sign is a Cancer. Cancers come off just very, they're easy to be around.
You find that people consistently have personalities that match a particular pattern of when they were born?
Sometimes they do. Not all the time, but sometimes. And in this case,
that makes sense.
Yes, my brother, my oldest brother is a Cancer. He has a very similar personality to Boston.
When's your oldest birthday?
He's always
brother.
Joking around. He's very smart. He can do anything that he tries. He's good at anything that he tries.
But you would say Boston's smart?
Yeah. He's witty as fuck. We already talked about this.
When's his birthday?
July 19th. 10 days after yours. His name is Jake Frog Johnson.
What would you say is the first thing that comes to mind when you think about what you're afraid of?
First thing that comes to my mind?
Mm-hmm. Nothing? Is nothing coming to your mind?
Well, I'm blanking right now, okay?
Okay.
I need a blanket.
That's fair.
How about you?
What am I afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
My first response would be, I'm not afraid of anything, but that's not true, because I still experience feelings of fear. I want to have a life where I can do the things that I want to do in every minute of the day and not have to do things because I have a responsibility to do it, but rather do things because it's what I truly want to do. And right now I'm on a mission to try to figure out how to do that. And I guess if there's something that I'm afraid of, although I don't really feel afraid of it, I feel like I'm coming to terms with that part of me, but I feel afraid that I'm never going to find that. Never going to get free from the treadmill that I feel like I was born into, raised to see the world as. I'd say that's probably my biggest fear if I were to put a tag on one. Did you hear any of those words, or were they pass through your brain like soup?
I drew a correlation. I might be able to bring you back.
I think his brain's done.
I might be able to bring you back for just a second. We've wrung a lot. Stop looking at me like that.
But bro, how long do you think this thing's been going?
Oh,
2 hours and 1 minute.
Some of that we weren't here.
That's for 7 minutes. You're supposed to feel all worn out. Trust me. Yeah.
No, totally. Remember I told you the other day that I can't record past an hour? That wasn't a joke.
You just did that.
I drop off. Well, we used to always
try new things to see what we see. Whatever.
Wait, I want to draw a correlation real quick before you pass out. Then you can pass out. So remember how you said that you go your whole school day and then the last three periods you become alive. So you're not alive and then you become alive because you've got steam, gym, not in this order, and another class that I could not understand the pronunciation of. Sure. Yeah. Healthy tech.
And then steam.
So all day today, or what? All school day. Wow, my brain's I'm passing away.
Like, keep going. Don't trip, Mary. Boston, your eyelids, toothpick. Here you go. Keep them open.
Okay. I'm almost done with the correlation. So Michael is saying that he wants a life where he wants to do what he wants to do every minute of every day. That his fear is continuing to live on a treadmill. His fear is continuing. How many periods a day do you have of school?
7.
His fear is continuing to live periods 1 through 4, like Groundhog's Day, without getting to periods 5, 6, 7.
Are the first periods that are like not my favorite. And then 4, 5, 6 are good. And then 7 is bad.
The worst. Because it's advanced math.
What the frickin' frick?
I can't even talk.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the last question I always ask people, because you're going to be like, I just don't care. I don't want to. Why are you asking me more horrible questions? But I ask every time. So I'm going to ask you. Imagine that you were snowboarding and there you go, carving through the powder, barely skimming around trees and feeling the wind just brush by you as you flirt with
death,
chaos. And you come around a corner and you see a jump and you fly over that jump and
you die.
No,
there's like the valley. No. The valley is 1,000 feet below you, you're in the air, just in the air, and there you are. And you're on your snowboard, so you're going down, and you've got your GoPro rolling, live streaming, and so you've got like 15-20 seconds to think about what is it that you want to say to the world. The last thing you want to be heard saying as you soar over this valley towards your glorious blaze out. What would you say?
Beautiful landing.
Oh, I've been ready for this question for a while. I would scream the F word as loud as I could.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. As you go over the jump, I could see that. Mm-hmm. So now you screamed the F word and you... Now you are like, okay, I have time to say one thing. Would you again scream the F word? What would you say then?
I don't know. I guess it just have to happen for me to say something.
Well, that's true.
That's a really good answer.
That is very true. That's like you don't... I don't like hypotheticals.
So there wouldn't be like a, Michael!
No, probably not. If you were watching, there would probably be a...
You actually forgot... You remembered right before you landed that you actually were wearing a parachute, so you survived.
No, but you said...
Jackpot.
Right. Oh, no.
But you didn't say anything to the world, so the world just thinks that you are a big F-bomb.
You're snowboarding in a squirrel suit.
No, I'm snowboarding in a clap suit.
Boston, I really like you. I really appreciate that You're willing to just sit down and talk for this podcast.
Thank you for being here today.
And I like the way you think. So thanks for sharing that.
You want to go make cookies?
Infinitive chat.
Bye.
See ya.
Peace. A lot of love and deep thanks to Buddy Anderson for his original music and audio engineering. This podcast sounds the way that it does because of his heart and the way that he listens. Explore his sound at From Another Mista on Spotify. Well worth the listen. And to Angela Cook, our producer, thanks for holding the vision, weaving the threads, and helping every episode land with clarity and care. To every one of you who's subscribed, listened, shared, or just felt something along the way, thank you. You're part of this too. Your attention is sacred. I don't take it lightly. Stay curious. I'll see you next time.